context of our study on Sunday morning, Jerry is leading us in our thinking about and our discussion about our hearts. This popped up this weekend, the devotional I read this year, Diligently Seeking God, from Gary Henry. And the title of this daily devotion is United Heart. I'm going to read it and make a few comments. And the passage, if you want to turn there, or if you just want to listen, that Gary references here is in Psalms 86:11. And the writer says, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." And then this is what Gary says on the heels of that verse. "Only when we pursue God with singleness of heart do we find the peace that comes from integrity. If we seek with less than the whole heart, the result will be less than total joy. Indecision about God is described in our English Bibles as double-mindedness. Double-mindedness is a coffee habit. With so much contentment at stake, why do we waver? Why don't we choose God more wholeheartedly? Even though we say we desire fellowship with God, perhaps we're simply not willing to let go of the alternative. We suppose that there must be a way to have the best of both worlds. But such attempts are proverbially unwise. Progress always consists in taking one or another of two alternatives, abandoning the attempt to combine them." That's a quote from Albert Schweitzer. "When the choice is between God and the devil, the eclectic approach is the very worst choice of all. Unite my heart to feel your name, to fear your name. This is a prayer for the integrity of a pure heart, one that is not only clean, but also decisive." James wrote, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Purify your heart, you double-minded." What we need is the courage to pursue God with singleness of purpose. We should pray that God will give to the intellect wisdom to comprehend that one thing, to the heart sincerity to receive this understanding, to the will purity that wills only one thing. Soren Kierkegaard. "Those with godly integrity are those who know and love and will just one thing, the glory of God. In the end, some will look back and see that many good things were lost because they lingered in indecision. While they delayed with hearts divided and minds not made up, they forfeited many of the blessings that could have come from a disciplined action. So may we, while there is time, aspire to the joys of the united heart. May we be devout in our devotion and wholehearted in our holiness. May God help us to make up our minds." And here's a quote from Thomas A. Kempis. "If you had any idea of how much inward peace you would gain for yourself, how much joy you would bring to others by devoting yourself single-heartedly to God, you would certainly pay more attention to your spiritual progress." Amen. And I think about, and there's other places we go can go and don't have time tonight, but I'm thinking about Elijah and the prophets of Baal and Mount Carmel. You remember that story? You remember what Elijah said to everybody there when everybody was brought there? How long are you going to straddle the fence based on, I'm going to put it in our terms, are you going to choose God or are you going to choose Baal? You remember that? And of course, you know, he was getting ready to give a good illustration of God's power to those people there. God or idols or Baal, whichever one you want to look at. And we might look down on them because they couldn't see that Baal was an idol. That was made with man's hand or a figment of his imagination. But we have idols today, don't we? We don't physically bow down to those idols like they did, under the green trees they did. But when we take all of our attention, or a lot of our attention, and our resources and our money, I mean, you fill in the blank, whatever resources you want to put into that, and devote to those things that are not necessarily bad in and of themselves, what does that indicate? And those things aren't going to bring us lasting joy, as you just mentioned here. But it's just something for us to think about, and I do appreciate the class that Jerry is so ably prepared the material for, and that we're going to go through this quarter. Something that I don't think we think about enough is our hearts and our minds and how they direct everything we say, we see, we think, and then we do in our daily walks and our daily lives. Those are my thoughts tonight. If anyone's subject tonight to the Lord's invitation, we make this opportunity when we're together available to those who might want to obey the gospel.